Well, I take showers and we got pools. Tequila and lime, all the necessary tools.
Beer cracking fools love summertime heat.
Sizzle in the sun like barbecue meat.
They can splash, go swimming, hop out, still dripping. Stroll through the creek for some dockside fishing.
Bait up, cast out.
Hope they're nipping.
Cast out, reeling,
set free, cast out again.
Let them go into the stream, they sail away. Shuck, 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 shucking the corn. Squeeze the juice from the lemon, add the water, start sipping. Making the most, yeah, just living.
Corn roasting beer, toast a melon chilling dog grill. Make the pie, cherry fill,
stuff your face if you're willing. Fresh cut grass in an icy cold glass. Jump the old fence and take the old path.
To the fields where we dance on the summertime eve.
Put your lips to the dandelion, all you gotta do is breathe. Let them go into the wind, they blow away. Like the ocean and suntan lotion, cerveza rots on the barbecue tops.
And when the sun goes down and the pool clears out, for marshmallow grams,
more beer and bonfires, fireflies, fire stars that we collect in jars. Talk about whether there's life out of Mars. That's the call.
Don't drive.
Where's my keys? Put the match to the bottle rocket. All you gotta do is light 'em. Let 'em go and they explode and blow away. Restless dogs go dancing with tails a-wagging. Through fields a-growing and noses a-grabbing. That smells a-drifting on winds a-blowing. And we're by the fire just marshmallow-wowing.
I have questions. I have questions, Adam, from the Baker's Basement. How are you, first of all?
Pretty good.
That's my
pretty
first
good.
Question.
Can't complain.
Is your mic on? Your mic's on. Okay. That was backyard baking in the summertime. All those effects, those were all real?
Yeah, those all field recordings, yeah.
So. How much time did that take? Like you had, well, first of all, what you have? You had like a bottle rocket.
A bottle rocket, a lawnmower, some clinking of glasses, some shaking of ice. Some jibber jabbering, some kind of UFO sound. I'm not sure. I can't remember how we got that. Probably not from a UFO, but found something similar to what that might sound like. But yeah, we like recording sounds.
And you didn't, you know, so you didn't go lazy with it. You didn't go online and figure, you know, what sounds can we get. You actually went out and
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I like doing that field recording stuff. It was fun. It take a couple hours on a warm afternoon when it's summertime anyway, and Kate and I are like, okay, let's collect all these summertime mentions.
And we should mention Kate. She's not here tonight, but of course she is the other half of the Baker's Basement. Mm-hmm. How've you been doing?
Pretty good.
Everything good?
Yeah. I feel naked here without her.
Yeah.
The other half. She's the heartbeat.
Well, for people who don't know you, and they should, by the way, and that's why you're here right now, because we're going to talk about your show coming up. A couple of them coming up. We're going to get to that in a second. But describe to people, there may be people listening. I have an idea that somebody's listening right now and you're about to describe what your setup is. And they may go, you know what? I saw them in Ohio City or I saw them on Coventry. What is your setup? Like when people walk by, what do you do?
It's gone through a lot of adaptations through the years. But these days, mostly when we've been gigging, and it's always due for a little change in it's kind of adapted from a 5-gallon paint bucket, and then we retrofitted a drum head onto a paint bucket, and that serves as our kick element. So Kate, instead of playing a kick drum with her foot, is doing it with her hand, and then she has another straight-up bucket to her right. The kick drum, if you will, is to her left, and then she has some miniature cymbals. So it's this tiny little compact kit that's very volume manageable and very compact, but it lets us play anywhere. Which is the beauty of it. We can play in any environment without blowing out a room to any crowd, and we love doing that. So,
and yeah. I love you guys. You guys just you make me smile. You're so happy. The music is just so happy. And half of it's about food, which I love. I think you mentioned corn in the last...
Corn roast and beer toasting.
Yeah, I'm addicted to corn on the cob. Like, I love it. It's ridiculous. I have an unbelievable amount at home, but I will not write a song about that. I will leave that up to you. But you've got a couple of shows that you wanted to talk about coming up, and then I wanted to get to a song and then kind of talk about the CD and then what's ahead for you. So what do you have coming up as far as shows go?
Yeah, so a week from Thursday, there's an apartment above Mahal's. It's kind of like a house venue. And we are going to be playing there with Emily Keener and Boo Lee Crosser. So really excited. It's going to be a very intimate show, the three of us. Now, if the Cavs make it to Game 6, and we always have to mention that, we know that's a priority in Cleveland. So we're going to start the show a little bit early, probably around 6:30. And so the three of us will be done well before game start. But if they don't make it to Game 6, we'll push back the time a little bit. You know, that's kind of an early start. But that's Cleveland. You got to consider these things.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to an out-of-town friend the other day, and he's like, so tell me about Cleveland. Like, what kind of people are there? And I'm like, well, first of all, awesome people. But the thing you should know about Cleveland is that everybody, every single person, no matter female, male, old, young, it doesn't matter, everybody knows something about Cleveland sports. That's the one thing that ties the whole city together in some way or another. And it makes it a little bit difficult on us musicians during this time. But you'll make it through.
Yeah, I got here 6 years ago from Washington, D.C., and I learned that very, very quick.
It's true, right?
Fell in love with the Indians. That's my team now.
There you go. There you go. You mentioned Boo Lee Crosser, and then we will get to a song here live. Man, that's going to be, yeah. What a player. How did you guys meet?
Boo, probably, I want to say 4 or 5 years ago. You know, he's based more or less out of the Bowling Green area. So we were touring through there, and we were playing kind of an open mic, and we saw him there, and who is this guy? I mean, just raging spirit, just gives everything to his performance. You can just hear him dripping passion from his voice. So we played that open mic, and we're like, wow, who is that guy? And then we went to this other spot immediately afterwards, and he shows up there, because Boo's always looking to play. He's always looking for a listening room. So that was our introduction to Boo Lee, and then we've always stayed in contact through the years, and we're just so excited, man. That guy is something else.
But, yeah, he's absolutely terrific. Thanks for bringing that CD in. Do you want to play a song live?
Yeah. I'm going to play a song called Dakota Springs. It's hard to choose without Kate being here. And this one, without the harmonies, I'm going to do my best, but hopefully she is here in spirit. This is called Dakota Springs.
Here's Adam from the Baker's Basement.
The state that you found me in is the same or here you've been. Agree to never speak of this place again. Motion to find a well. Maybe start with the rolling hills. One night when the moon is out. Strip down, strip down. The emptiness and the exit left. Way up, bumbling about. Is happening. Standing alone by riverbed, skipping a stone. Here now is where we are. I like it best in a moving car, with a chance to stretch my legs. Looking up from the mountain's edge, tired as an evening rain. Wet socks soaking up the pain. A blue note in Dakota Springs will sing with soggy talk. In tender
smoky laugh. She still can hit those notes. It goes. In front of us, motionless, is happening. Standing alone by riverbed, skipping a stone. Of anything.
Yes, Adam from the Baker's Basement. That was awesome.
Thanks.
Hold on. Excuse me 1 second. Hold on. I'm getting there. I have to plug in my computer. There we go. I just, you know, I like to be professional, so I have notes. Yep, got notes. You know, if my computer doesn't work, then I can't ask you the questions that were in the notes. Okay, we're set now. Are you ready to keep going?
Yeah, let's
all right.
I'm ready.
That was an awesome song, man. Like I said, I love all your tunes. They're great. I think I've known you for how many years now? 5, 6 years?
Probably about five, I'd say.
About that,
maybe,
man.
10x3.
The 10x3, that's right. Where everybody meets, yeah, it seems. Yeah. So talk about the CD. You've got it's Seasonings.
Seasonings. So yeah, most of these songs have something to do with each of the seasons, so that was definitely a summer, or not that one, the one before it was definitely a summertime song. I'd say that kind of falls into the fall time category, that last one. But yeah, Seasonings, a little sprinkling of the moods of the different seasons, if you will. And then on the front, you can see all these different pictures of, these are miniature, by the way, these aren't full-fledged jars, mason jars here. So on the front of our disc, there's all these little mason jars, and some of them contain different parts of the season. So one has a lemonade, and one has snow, and one has rain, and one of them has autumn leaves.
Are those marshmallows?
Those are marshmallows. Yeah, that's wintertime.
Okay.
Hot chocolate below it.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Good. Okay.
So we're bottling them all up.
And this, I assume, is an actual picture as well?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yep. This is so cool. I'm gonna take a picture of this and put it up on the on our social media as well. So you've got 14 tracks on here, and this was released how long ago?
I'd say probably a little less than a year.
Okay.
It was all said and done. Yeah, it was kind of a last-minute decision. We were starting to play with that kit. I was telling you about that miniature kit.
Right.
We were playing out with it a lot, and we realized that we didn't have anything that really represented what we were doing with that. So at first we're like, let's just do a few songs, like a demo, so people have something from what we're playing out. And then it kind of became a lot more than that, and we got more involved. So
So how is that? I mean, how does that work with you guys? I mean, like we were talking about before, you know, you have the one setup, you know, when you do certain shows, when you're outside, and then you have, you know, the full kit as well. So how did that whole process or that thought process work out as far as what you wanted to do?
When I moved here, we wanted to be more of a like a sinister kind of rock and roll. Like we had a certain sound in mind, I think. And Kate was on drums, and we had a bassist at the time. We were playing kind of this dark rock. And we still have a lot of dark moments. We just, I guess, don't play it. It just depends on the show.
Yeah.
We try to pick the moments to play those kind of songs. But like I said, we like to play in all environments, and the full drums don't always allow that, you know, in quieter places. So we realized that something that was more adaptable, which really started as a 5-gallon paint bucket, but as we played more and more shows of that, we realized that the sound of a paint bucket came really great on the ear.
Yeah.
And we wanted more coloration. So we were like, okay, how can we expand this out a little bit, but still keep it small and simple? And that's kind of how that little kit came to be. So we were demoing it out in the living room one night, and like arts and crafts, all kinds of supplies. We're like, okay, first we got to make sure it sounds okay before we make it look good. So we put it together, and we're like, that sounds pretty good. You know, see what we can do with this. And then the paint job was the hardest part.
Was it really?
Yeah.
How so?
Just learning how to paint on a plastic bucket.
Yeah.
Learning how to do that whole process. It took like 3 different tries. Yeah, a lot of buckets hanging around our garage that were poorly painted.
You guys don't film all of your adventures, do you? Because this is something that would be very interesting.
No.
Okay.
All the behind the scenes.
That's right. So what are the future plans then for the Baker's Basement? Do we have more music on the way?
Yes. We have what we kind of consider our true second album. It's called Buck. It's fully recorded and mixed. It just needs to be mastered, and got to figure out the best way to release it. And that does have full drums. Also has really epic songs that we could never really recreate live, and then it has really tiny songs on it. So it's definitely going to be a journey. We're really excited to finally get it out because it's taken way too long. And then we have another one coming up right after that.
Oh my gosh.
So, which is fully tracked, needs to be mixed.
Any idea when the next one's going to be out?
I'd like to say late fall. If Kate was here, she'd be...
Okay.
She'd be giving me the evil eye because, yeah, we need to get this thing out. We need to take the time. So we're just trying to juggle all these projects.
Well, before we get into another live song here, why don't you tell people listening right now where they might be able to hear you live in the next couple of weeks?
So, yeah, we already mentioned a week from Thursday is that Mahal's show in the apartment above Mahal's, a very intimate show. And then I actually do kind of some solo works in an act I call Fiddling Cricket. It's currently all instrumental works, and I've started to look for opportunities in the yoga world during these yoga sessions to play this very soft and kind of atmospheric type of music that complements the practice. And I find that it kind of benefits the class when instructor is giving directives.
Yeah.
And then I can kind of follow those directives instead of a recording just playing. A recording's not going to listen to the instructor. So I was like, man, these songs might really complement that well. And plus I can listen, so I can kind of improvise and slow it down or speed it up or create space or take away space as it seems necessary for the practice. So that's coming up this Saturday at 3 at Sacred Rebel Yoga. It's in the Hildebrandt Building in Ohio City, which used to be a sausage factory. Now it's divided into art galleries, and there's like a tea shop there and a custom motorcycle shop. But there's also a yoga studio called Sacred Rebel Yoga, and we've called it String Sessions. And so I'll be there playing some tunes and this classical guitar.
Believe it or not, you and I have something in common, because I actually played to about 150, what's the plural, yogis? Is that...
Sounds about right.
Okay.
I'll take the word for it.
On Edgewater. And I wish I would have known this a few years ago, because I could have used your advice. I ended up playing with Ray Flanagan, who you know.
Yeah. Really?
And I swear we played Tom Petty's Free Falling for like half an hour. But yeah, I could have used your advice back then. But
I'm learning. This is one big experiment.
It's different.
It didn't start because of yoga. And then after a while, I realized it would be really fitting. And then I started adapting these songs to fit in those environments.
Well, what are we going to hear right now?
It's a song called Warm Water.
Okay. This is Adam from the Baker's Basement here on Neo Rocks. Very nice. Adam from the Baker's Basement. Sans Kate, currently. Do you do the yoga?
I've done it off and on. I've had some issues in my knees.
Gotcha. That
have put me out of it, but I need to get back.
I could never do it. I just can't. Can't do it. I'm envious. I wish.
You ever try?
Yeah. Didn't turn out too well. But I'm gonna hopefully... get to it eventually, but very cool. A lot of good stuff going on with you guys. Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you online if they want to hear some Baker's Basement?
Yeah, just thebakersbasement.com. Pretty much spelled just how it sounds, thebakersbasement.com, and on Facebook, all that good stuff, Bandcamp.
Well, thank you for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We're going to play another one of your tunes. I was taking pictures and putting it on Facebook, like I promised I would. Two Snails we're going to play.
Yeah, this is it's kind of our like a flag waving song. It's a real fun one. We have a music video of it up online. Two Snails. It's kind of a journey song, a very slow journey song.
Like a Don't Stop Believing song?
Actually, yeah, I've said this before, and someone's like, that song's not by Journey. I'm like, I got to stop using this phrase.
It's all right.
It's a song about taking a journey.
There you go. I think you nailed it. But so do you want to do that first, or should we play the this other trinket that you gave me?
Why don't we play the Two Snails, and then
cool.
If we have time, we could talk very briefly about that.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Let me see. What player are you in? Your number this one. All right. Here is the Baker's Basement on Neil Rocks. Thank you.
was body, shell so strong, to know that you were here then gone. There were two snails not far behind. There were two snails taking their time. Go back home, it's on their backs. It's mighty mobile and great for naps. There were two snails. There were two snails who pushed along 5 inches per hour every day. They found their way to a mossy patch in a blue suede shoe. There were two snails, a search for food. There were two snails.
You got one of those tricky endings on this one.
Yeah, we let the summer sounds kind of ride out for about a minute.
I like that. All the sound effects. It's still going. I hear it.
Mm-hmm. It's calming, isn't it?
It's very calming. I feel relaxed.
The crickets on a summer night.
I'm actually walking home after this, and that's probably what I'm going to hear when I'm walking.
Yeah, just put the last minute on repeat.
Yeah, I think I can do that.
If there's a way to do that.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Or just listen to the actual sounds of summer.
You could do that, too. The Baker's Basement, Two Snails, here on Neo Rocks. All right, so we're going to end all this with something different. We are Neo Rocks, which means we are Northeast Ohio Rocks. We play songs from Northeast Ohio, but we are going to play... You gave me the CD. I don't even know how to explain it. If you don't mind, go ahead and explain what this is.
All right, so there's a band from Japan called The Depacement. And they come to the States. They try to come once a year for just a few weeks to tour. And they're amazing. And they're coming this fall. Kate and I are helping book their tour. And we've yet to figure out exactly where they're playing in Cleveland. But they will be here either at the end of September or first week of October. But their show is explosive, theatrical, fun. They're just warm, great people. But they're also just animals on stage when it comes to rock and roll and kind of this punk funk kind of vibe. But yeah, I thought I'd bring in this CD and give folks a taste of what they do. A song called Sha La La, a pretty beautiful song.
But, and you said they feel like Cleveland is
their home. Yeah,
is their home.
Yeah, yeah. When they come here, they always start in Cleveland and they kind of branch out from there.
Can you spell their name real quick for us?
It's DEPAYSEMENT.
And the name of the song we're going to hear is Sha La La?
Yep.
Sweet. All right. Putting that CD away. Sure. Getting this one out. Adam, thank you so much for coming out, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, anytime. Let me know. And again, one more time, website plug?
TheBakersBasement.com.
And here we go from Japan via Cleveland, Ohio, Dio Rocks.
Bag of lies. You up your talk trap, I be conscious of his trap. That's the way. Don't dare tell a bag of lies. The lie comes to light. Even though you want a talk trap, I be conscious of his trap. That's the way.